Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay. First on the agenda, Highway Department.
Not a whole lot. Pretty sure, well, it's DeRocher sold out to Cutting.
The what now?
Dodge dealer, DeRocher.
Uh-huh.
They've got a couple pickups. They want somewhat of a ballpark commitment. Nobody wants to do a price because the way vehicles are selling. Parkers and Rileys, the other state contracts, they don't want prices.
Well, I don't think we can buy it. It's either got to be on state contract or we got to go out to bid.
They're on the state contract, all three of them dealers.
Well, they must know what the state contract bid is. I mean, the state must give them a number.
It's close. It'd be, we could get a single wheel one ton for just about $40,000.
Four-wheel drive?
Yep. I was gonna look at another 150, but 150s are more than a one ton. Kind of foolish.
Mm-hmm. And the diesel?
No.
Gas?
Diesels are going to be 10 grand. And then you got all the emissions issues.
Right.
I think it is, if they're on state contract, they have to honor state contract no matter what.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's what he said. Because it's state contract, they kind of... He's pretty much guaranteed $40,000 or less. Be closer to 37, 38, I think, but...
Now, you spec'd it out to them? You spec'd it out what you wanted, and they said that they...
Well, it's basically what's on the lot. It's
basically what he's got?
Their standard. It's not a... It's a regular cab. Basically same as a white one, but a Dodge.
Right.
Just a basic.
What did we end up getting? We have the insurance.
32 we got for the insurance. We're still waiting for them to appraise the plow.
Yeah.
So.
Then there's.
How much of that?
55 from the third surplus.
Yeah.
Equipment.
How much of that plow can we use? I mean, I know it's going to need a different mounting for the...
Well, I think they've already used the frame, haven't they?
The only thing any good was the stainless blade.
Is that it?
And we've used that with the skid steer for sidewalks and parking lot. All the headgear was gone. There was nothing.
Well, I was ready in the fire, so...
And then, as far as big plow trucks, I ain't gotta decide right now, but there is no trucks left for 2022.
I figured that.
You're gonna be 2 to 3 years, and you gotta sign. You want it, you're gonna have to sign now to have one in 2 or 3 years. Just something to think about, so we can. Peterbilt has one left for 22. Don't even know when. They had one getting built with plow equipment for the end of January or February, and it's sold.
Yeah. Well, that's it. What we got 3 years for a fire truck?
Yeah.
We ordered a fire truck here just by the end
of
last year.
If we get lucky, we're looking at 18 months, but I don't think it's going to be. I checked with Garth last week, and it's going to be closer to the three.
Nature of the beast right now. We think they're going.
The dealers are limited on number of trucks they're getting.
Now, so what do you guys think on the pickup?
I think we should move, because last year we lost it.
Yeah.
I think Riley's had it or somebody. We lost it because we didn't move on.
Well, they're definitely, they drive around a lot, there's no trucks around.
Ford and Chevy are sold before they're delivered.
I mean, Dodge puts out a pretty good truck, I know.
So for $10,000 more, we get diesel?
No problem with the diesel.
If they have one.
Oh, okay.
If they don't have one, but roughly a diesel's $10,000 more. And I don't want to be messing with the emissions.
Yeah, you got all your DEF, your DEF fluid and all that stuff.
Last year we had one, but we lost it.
You know, if we get rid of it in a couple of years, you still got the downtime of the issues with.
They got the heavy front end, if we ever decide to put a plow on it again like we had before, it'll take a plow?
Yeah.
To $3,500, $2,500?
One ton, 35.
Yeah, 35.
35, yeah, that was a ton, so. What do you think? We want to make a motion?
We can.
Should we put a cap on the amount? I mean, as far as, you know, it's gotta be state contract or.
Right, right.
If you.
It's gotta be state contract.
Agree to it and let the highway committee finalize it or however. I'll make it a little less once he does do the paperwork.
Right.
Well, do we make a motion to go ahead and, you know, pursue it and get the figures and bring her back?
I make a motion.
Okay, Irvin made a motion. We get the ball rolling.
Yep.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Get it going.
Bring us back the figures.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Okay. What else you got?
Not really a whole lot.
Okay. We did our organizational meeting last night, and we changed the procurement policy for the highway department. Now your limit is 2,000 within a 30-day period, and then after that you got to get quotes and bring it back to the board if it's over 2,000. So just be aware of that. Well, I'll get it all in writing and I'll get you a copy of it. We got to type it up and get a copy. The rest of it's pretty much the same as, you got your, as it was last year, 10,000 and over, you got to have quotes. I mean, you do that anyways.
That was the same.
Okay. And we also, the board talked about, we should have an inventory of what you got up there. Trucks, equipment, everything. So we can decide,
I didn't last year. I got to do it again.
We did the trucks, but I'm talking everything. All your tools and everything. And
I thought it was everything.
No, I know I had the trucks, but because we did that for the, and we're going to need it again for the insurance here in April. So if you can get us to work on getting us a list.
I thought everything was.
I don't remember seeing. I remember seeing the trucks, but I don't remember seeing anything on the. And we should have it anyway. Something ever happens up there, you get a fire or something. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, you got a list. Everything, even your drums of oil.
Well, we talked about
filters, any parts you have. You should have inventory of all that, because if anything ever happens, we have no idea what we got.
Well, we talked about videoing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Parts and stuff too, because. Especially now.
How many barrels of oil you figure you go through up there? I think that's something you should be bidding out.
Well,
for the amount that you do.
We're going to start trying to find it.
Well, I think we should bid it out too. And the same thing, anything that you get that's over.
Usually we get two at a time.
Right.
Because you can't keep too many with DEC.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And but usually I call around, get the best price when we order the two.
Okay, yeah, because that's some of that stuff, your tires and stuff, I mean, that should all be I should always bid out.
I call around on everything. Tires are double.
Okay. I just log it when you do call. Keep a log. Because when they audit us again, that's tires, one thing they...
I don't know what we're going to do. You can't get tires.
Tires, I know. Tires are getting hard to get.
They're double.
Very hard to get, and they're very expensive.
I tried to get 8. We've had a bad run of tires in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. And I could only get 4.
Yeah, I know some grades of oil are getting very hard to get. Yeah.
You can't get a bill. If you do get it, it's $100 for a 5-gallon bale. It used to be 40.
No. No, I know.
We switched. We're putting Lucas additive in it, and we've went with cheaper. Well, it ain't no cheaper, but yeah. What used to be the cheap oil is what we're using.
Ain't no saying because it's cheap.
That's all
anymore.
You can get.
The price
cheap
of gas.
Oil is more than what Rodella used to be.
Piece of gas going up and everything, it just skyrocketed all this.
Depth fluid. You got a hard time getting depth fluid.
Yeah.
We talked about a few towns getting together, trying to figure out how to do that.
Now, separate
like
the
bills.
Does the county bid them out too, or do they have a state contract on that, or?
We're starting to ask to see what they did. They got enough stuff, they buy the drums with
right.
The depth.
Right.
And we don't have enough to,
well, yeah.
Without it going bad,
right.
To
right.
Go that way.
You gotta use it up.
But like the ones that use the boxes of depth, order a skid and split it.
Mm-hmm.
If they would bill us each half of it, where we can get a skid discount.
But right.
Nobody wants to sell a skid because they can't get it. It's mm-hmm. Freaking circus.
Yeah, it's
to
a
get
tough.
Parts.
It's tough right now. And everything. I know the same thing across the road. Hard to get the stuff, especially petroleum products. Yeah. Okay. What else? Yep. Okay. All right. Library.
First, just want to say that the 2 snowstorms we had gone very well.
Good.
The town cleans it up, and they do our back sidewalk. It's been very good. It saves us a lot of work.
Yeah.
So thank you. It's very good.
Okay.
And as I announced last month, we had lost our new librarian that we had just hired in November, and. So we experimented with 3 substitutes, and we decided to go with a team of 3 co-directors rather than just 1 director. And which means it's going to be all 3 will be part-time, and which means also it's critical that they can work together. So far, since December, they started December 6th, it's going very well. They meet once a week for about an hour, make sure everybody's on the same page. They divide up the work, that one's especially good at the library stuff, one's good at administration, the other one's good with community stuff, and it's really growing. It's a good experiment so far. Our intention was this week, in the end of November, we re-advertised the job, because now it's no longer one person. We re-advertised it so that people would know if they want to apply. We're hiring 3 co-directors, and it's part-time to see if others were interested. And we did get one more. The 3 substitutes have handed in their applications, so we have 4 people applying for 3 positions. And our intention was this week to do the interviews. Last week, one person on the interview committee tested positive for COVID. And the other person, another person on the interview committee had just worked with her for a couple hours. So she's quarantined. So we've had to push that back until they get clear. Which also means our meeting next week, normally our regular meeting is the 3rd Tuesday at 5:30 at the library. We'll have to see how these 2 board members and stuff are doing. We may end up doing a Zoom meeting. We're not sure at this point. depending on how that works out. But otherwise, we're open full hours, still Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and people can come in, they can use their computers, fax, they can photocopy, and they have full use of it. They can come in, get books, etc. as usual also. So we're open full time, and it's going quite well. We think it's going very good at this point. Okay, any questions, sir?
No. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Art. Dog control. Stacy Guerin is appointed as our dog control officer again this year. And she has an assistant of Jody Perrier who does Champlain and Chazy. They're going to kind of cover each other's back on this. When she's out of town, she'll let him know. And same thing when he's out of town or he ain't available, then they kind of help each other out. So we'll have kind of a backup. Beautification, Karina?
Hi. Just wanted to mention, nothing to report on, but just wanted to mention that if we could ask, the committee could ask for the help from the highway department to take down the Christmas decorations off pole relating to Christmas decorations. Holiday season is done with, so.
Okay. What do we use to put them up?
Chazy's. As soon as we can get with them in a warm day, I plan.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What's wrong with today?
Thank you.
What's wrong with today?
You want to get the bucket?
Youth programs. Tyson, everything going good?
Going good. Basketball started last week. Got 7 teams, so going.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Historian's not in, the assessor's not here. Fire department. I have the fire report from Todd Gumala for the month of December. They had 18 calls, 15 in the town, 3 mutual aid. Total for 2021 was 138 calls. December they had 3 motor vehicle accidents, 2 standbys, 2 power lines down, 2 motor vehicle accidents, and 9 trees down. That windy day, that windy night was, again, it was provided by Todd Gunlaw. Anything else, Todd, there, Ed, or?
Keeping things going. Just trying to remind everybody, especially with this cold weather, keep your chimneys clean. Mm-hmm. Check on your neighbors if you know you got some elderly folks that live next door. Keep an eye on them.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Todd. Let's bounce back to the dog control. Kelly had sent us a list on, apparently there's a lot of delinquent people paying their licenses for their dogs. Is there a way we can put a sign on the board that our dog licenses are due? I think what we're going to do is, we'll see how many comes in, but I think probably in March when it's not quite so cold, is we'll see if somebody's willing to go door to door, do an enumeration. So I don't know if anybody knows anybody that wants, is interested, just going door to door, see if people have a dog and if they got it licensed. If not, then just write it down and we can take appropriate action. But there's a lot of them that have did licenses in the past and haven't paid in a while. So I'd like to put something on the board and, and then say, March or April, we're gonna be going door to door checking. And so if you do have a license, need a license, get it taken care of now.
Okay. I'll get with my IT folks.
Okay. All right.
See what we can come up with.
Okay. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah.
Okay. EMS. I did have the EMS report and I left it on my desk. It's right there on the side on my, right by the phone, I think. There's like 5 copies. Well, he's going to get that. I got the court report for the month of December was $5,721. Of that, $4,356 went to the state, none to the county, and $1,365 went to the town of Moores.
Okay.
Cemetery. I don't know if anybody had a chance, but Vicky's new sign is just around the corner in the thing there. If anybody wants to take a look at it. Kind of neat. Really nice.
Copy for everybody?
Yes. Okay, EMS. For December, they had 110 calls. For the year, total of 1,298 calls. 52 in Champlain, 32 in Moores, 26 in Ross's Point. For, I'm assuming that's for month of December. Doesn't have the total for each town though. So, but, yeah.
Can they give us a report with the total for each town breakdown?
For month of December?
On their reports every month.
Oh, I can ask them. I'm sure they probably could.
So that doesn't give us a breakdown, just the total.
For December they did, but for the year-to-date.
Yeah, the year they did.
Year-to-date they need to break it.
Right.
If they could.
Okay.
It would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, I will ask them. Okay, anything else under cemetery, Vicki? Kind of quiet, huh?
Not really, but not anything that can't okay. Get yeah. Care of it.
Like I said, we got the new sign for the Riverside Cemetery, and come spring when the weather allows, we'll put her up. Old business. Anything under old business?
Yes, Jeff. I know John's not here, but I'd like to give a list of names for that committee.
What committee?
To go over the zoning laws.
Okay.
Apparently, John gave people my contact information.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So, apparently, I'm collecting names for people.
Okay.
There's seven people on the committee. John Gordon, Jason Poulin, who's our code officer, Don Paris from the board, Gary Carden, Karina Carden, Tim Neverett, and Jerrica Manning. Those are the seven people. And I've given that information to John if you want me to have him set up a meeting with those folks.
Yeah. They can
decide what they want.
They can pick a chairman and...
They can pick a chairman and go for it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you going to do that in the form of the motion? To do a... Update zoning laws committee?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so motion by Irving to set up the zoning committee.
I'll second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Thank you. Okay, anything else under old business? Nope, I don't have anything. New business. Anything under new business?
I have a bit of a comment I want to make here in regards to the dog control situation. We have someone in town who's answering calls, going out and taking care of issues that they shouldn't be.
Okay.
And I think this, as a supervisor and this board, we should decide that that's probably not a good idea.
No, it's definitely not.
Because we have someone going around with these animals, or whatever the case is.
Okay.
And they're putting themselves out there. They're not getting paid.
Right.
They're doing it because they enjoy doing it or whatever. But I think if Stacy has a backup with those other person and Champlain and Shazy, that this person here should not be.
Yeah, because Janet Collier says that we need to have a backup. Because you know, she can't be in town 24/7. So, and that's what she's got. She's got Jody to back her up, so okay.
So you need all right. To contact this gentleman.
Okay.
Or the board in some right. Capacity should contact him.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yep, I do. Okay, I will let him know that he's no longer in the dog control business. Okay?
Well, if he gets hurt, if he gets
right, back, right, and then he's screwed because he's not. You know, he's not under the town, not an employee. Okay. Anything else under new business? Nothing? Okay. Public comment.
Myrtle?
The auxiliary is doing the townwide this year.
Uh-huh.
And wants to know if you want to put something in on our mailer system. You have until March 31st to get whatever you want in.
Okay, March 31st? Okay. All right.
Didn't know if you want to advertise whatever, but...
Sure, okay. All right, good idea. Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, come on up. This is Ryan Hicks. He's taken over for John LaBear, who was in charge of the Bull Run windmill. And he's just here to let us know what's going on, I guess.
Yeah, hello. Hello, everybody. Thank you for your time tonight. Again, my name is Ryan Hicks. I'm currently the lead developer on the Bull Run Wind Project, a portion of which is in your town. So I'm taking over for John LaBear, who, as some of you probably know, is a local up here. And while I'm not local to the North Country per se, I was born in New York and really hold everywhere in the state here in my heart. I've spent a ton of time up in the Adirondacks recreating, and I'm happy to have the chance to come up here and work with you all. I wanted tonight to both introduce myself and give everybody, the board, and anyone present an update on where we stand with the project. So Bull Run Wind is a 449 megawatt wind project that we're developing in the area, and we anticipate anywhere from 110 to 140 turbines accounting for that capacity. We had submitted an application to the state of New York through Article 10, which is a big, boring permitting process you can find online if you're interested in it. Recently, though, the state has changed the way that they permit these projects, and because of that, we have withdrawn our application there and are in the process of resubmitting it through what is called the 94C permitting process. There was recently the formation of the Office of Renewable Energy Siting in Albany. New York State loves making new committees and agencies to review our projects. So currently that's who we are in the process of doing pre-consultation with. We're also in conversation with the DEC, trying to get out ahead of their concerns for the project. And in the next coming months, we're going to continue to work to sign a bond for the wind project. We have an accompanying but independent solar project in the same footprint that we're also developing. So I will have a land agent, Lori Kuhner, up in the area, kind of talking to landowners and signing land where possible. In addition, I'm planning on being up here as much as I can in the next coming months. I know that in addition to your committee, the Alternative Energy Board in Clinton and Terry Kay is kind of a local figurehead for renewable energy. I met with him this afternoon and we had a really productive conversation. So I'm working forward to working with you all. And I want to make sure that you all know that I'm available, and while I'm not local, my phone and my email are always open, and I want to be able to be up here as much as possible to kind of show you all that we are actively developing this project still, and we're still committed to getting this thing done. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to field any questions, although I will put the caveat out there that I'm still coming up to speed on the project myself, having just taken over in the last month, so I'll do my best to answer any questions if you have them, but if there's anything I can't answer, I'd be happy to return with an email or at your next month's meeting and kind of clarify anything.
Do you have a business card?
I do. I've given a lot out over the past 2 days, so I only have a handful left.
I've got it there. I'll give you a copy. He emailed this. I'll give them a copy.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. I do have a couple on hand that I can pass out to the board or anyone interested.
Now this is been a 5-6 year project going, and it kind of looked like it stalled for a while, and so yeah. now it's back on, I'm assuming.
We have resources fully dedicated to this project specifically, and there is a ton of kind of reinvigorated interest in it for a number of reasons, both economics and internally within the company. I can tell you that, I guess I should probably give you all a little background on myself. So I graduated from the College of Environmental Science and Forestry in Syracuse with a degree in sustainable energy management. I've worked with Marguerite Wells and Eric Miller, two names you might know, John, obviously, is my colleague, for a number of years in Ithaca, and I'm currently based in the Hudson Valley. One of the reasons that I'm taking over the project for John, independent from his departure from the company, is that I actually just finished permitting a project in Western New York that's a battery storage project. I've assisted on a number of wind projects and solar projects in our New York portfolio. So this technology and kind of the inner workings of how these projects get done aren't foreign to me. I'm happy to be able to share with you that we're this year kind of upping our staffing in the state. So within the past 2 months, we've seen the addition of 4 new dedicated New York team members on the development side. So my colleagues in my pool of resources is ever growing, and Chicago and our corporate office is really kind of dedicating more engineering resources to assist us out in the field. So I know that this project has had a long history, and it's probably gone through a couple phases of go, 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 stop, 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 go, go, go. But at least while I'm on the project, I'm going to be doing everything I can to kind of keep consistent momentum forward. And right now, I can tell you that our target for this project is 2025 for COD, which is commercial operations. That would mean that construction would be happening probably late 2023 into 24, if we're able to get as head start on it as we would like to. So
now I know there was a lot of studies already done. Are you going to be able to use those studies, or got to redo them?
Yeah, so this is a really like complicated conversation, and we would love to be able to use all the studies that we've done and not say that the money we've invested into like getting data in this area has been wasted. But the state, I mean, part of the pre-consultation process that I referenced with talking with ORES is about identifying which of those studies will still be accepted by Albany and which of them won't. And I'm sure you can imagine certain agencies in the state are hungry for data and us spending money. So we actually are probably going to have wildlife consultants out in the field up here in the next couple of months doing surveying for birds. I know that we're also going to be giving very specific heightened attention to wetland delineation for DEC's concerns. So that you probably won't see until spring, summer, because right now everything's frozen.
Yeah, a little bit.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
You're talking about surveys and stuff like that. What have you done for migration of the deer population that's coming down this way?
Deer population, I don't know that we've done any studies specifically on deer, but and don't quote me on this because we might have something that's 5 years old that I haven't seen yet, but generally, at least with regards to the wind projects, most of the environmental concerns are with avian species and bats.
Right.
I know that with solar, sometimes it comes up for the fencing that goes into our arrays, and we'll purposefully design our projects with what we call them wildlife corridors that basically allow animals that walk on the ground instead of flying to move through the project space. But
I'll just tell you, as an avid hunter, and I'm sure there's a few people in the audience, we've noticed it diminish since solar started in this area, Chattahoochee area.
Okay.
We've noticed populations. I was wondering if there's a study to.
Well, that's good to know too, because like a lot of what dictates the type of studies that we do is the state agencies. But in my personal experience developing, I think that it's just as valuable, if not more, to have studies driven by local experience, because I mean the hunters, particularly in an area, are more in tune with what's happening ecologically than DEC is in Albany.
Right.
So if you've seen that kind of trend with the deer population, that's something that is great for me to know, because I can flag it to our environmental consultants and say, hey, we need to get out in the field and actually kind of get a bead on what is happening in this population and project out what might be the impact for our projects. That's good to know, though. Thank you for bringing it up.
We'll get in contact.
Yeah, for sure. Please reach out.
On another note, of the 110 to 140 turbines,
yeah,
how many, do you have an idea how many would be in the town of Morris?
43 was originally.
Well, pardon?
43 was the original
43.
Number.
43? Yeah. It's probably shy of that, and the reason for the range rather than having a specific number is because currently we're in conversation with Vestas and GE as the two manufacturers we're kind of considering for up here. And they, partly because of supply chain constraints and partly because of the demand that's happening, have yet been unable to answer for us exactly what models are going to be available. So if we use smaller units, we need to have more sites. And if we use larger units, we can shave that back a little bit. But as for the number in Moores, I don't know off the top of my head. I can definitely, that's something that I can get back to you on when I have a map in front of me. But yeah, I know that Moores, I want to say that Moores had the fewest number of turbines of all the host communities. So
I guess I was curious to know if that had changed from previous, that's all.
Yeah, our design, the basic design hasn't changed, and also the map for the project is available publicly at bullrunwind.com. It's one of our project websites that we maintain. And that will probably show you the upper end of the 140, if not a little more, because I think probably when we updated it online, we were still considering even smaller units. But anyway, this is a long-winded answer to just say that basically, if you're curious about where the turbines we're considering are sited and how many are in Moores, you can find it for yourself online. I will get an answer for you, though, and be sure to email you directly or through you, Jeff, if
yep.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The only question I have is, in Ellenburg and Altona has some, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are they going to be about the same size, or are they going to be large?
Originally, the ones they were going to put up was the taller ones.
Yeah, so
similar to those are going to be taller.
But I think what you're saying is depending on what you can get.
Right. So we're looking at a range right now, and please stop me if I'm getting too technical or in the weeds on any of this. I know it's not very entertaining conversation, but we're looking anywhere from a 3.2 megawatt turbine to a 5.2 megawatt turbine. And I want to say that even the 3.2s would be a little bit larger than what you have locally already, although there's currently the repowering that's happening. I know they're swapping out the blades on a couple different projects in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who's doing that.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
But with the newer blades that they're using, I know they're bigger than they were, and so they will reach taller than they had. So I don't actually know what the current height is for these projects around here once they've been repowered. I know that the largest turbines that we're looking at are larger than anything that's up here currently, though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody in the audience got a question or? No? Okay.
Well,
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
I appreciate
yep.
it.
Anybody else? Any questions?
You had the
motion.
Organizational meeting. Who's on what committee?
What's that?
You had the organizational meeting?
Yeah, last
what
night.
Council member is on what? The highway, sidewalk, the other management.
Yep. Okay.
Highway is Randy LaCount and Donald Paris. Fire Station 1 and 2 is Irving and Jeff Menard. Zoning and Planning is Donald and Randy. Library is Irving and Donald. Dog Control is Randy and Irving. Youth is Ryan and Jeff. Sidewalks is Ryan and Randy. Cemeteries is Ryan and Jeff. Windmills, Randy and Jeff. Solar is Donald and Jeff. And Beautification is Irving and Ryan. And EMS is Don and Irving. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, anything else? No, I'll entertain a motion to close. Okay, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Thank you, everybody.